This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And if you can hear the sound of out of breath people and hearts thumping, it's because my studio guests have only just made it. Oh, Nick, excellent timing. It's great to welcome into the studio David Arnett. David, you're the practice manager from Clampop Thomas Rees here in Cambridge. Yeah. Very good afternoon to you. And from CBM UK, which is Cambridge 105 Radio's charity of the month, Harriet Millward, who's the director of fundraising.
Good afternoon.
Right, you can calm down now. We're here.
That's good.
Excellent, excellent. First of all, Harriet, we've been hearing the adverts running for the past few weeks and still to go. Tell us about CBM UK and in particular, tell us about the See the Way appeal.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks. Yes. So CBM is a charity working based in Oakington, and we're working to help the world's poorest people, to help them improve their health and to see the way to a brighter future. So we would give sight-saving treatment to people living in the world's most poorest places and help people to see clearly.
And as we've already heard, this is all really quite simple and quite cost effective, especially when it comes to things like cataracts, isn't it? It's not a hard thing to do. It's the logistics and the problems of the places. Is that right?
That's right. And actually, a lot of us aren't aware that actually there are people who are going blind right now from conditions that are treatable or preventable, which obviously has a massive impact on somebody's life. It means that if you cannot see and you live in extreme poverty, you may not be able to earn a living, to find food, to go to school as a child, to work your way out of poverty.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's a really extreme situation, certainly, that we're talking about.
Now, we heard the story a few months ago of Desiree, who was out in the Cameroon, and that was a chap who, as a youngster, was training to be a carpenter. Then cataracts came along. He couldn't be a carpenter anymore because he just purely couldn't see to work accurately enough. So he then had to resort to farming to support quite an extended family, as I understand it. Certainly, I think he had aunts and everything who were also reliant on his work, but that meant him getting up at some crazy hour of the morning, because as soon as the sun comes up, the eyes dry out and the cataracts really plough. He couldn't even plough fields unless it was pretty much in the dark. Yet you guys came along, and what is it, £24, something like that, and problem solved, which is it just beggars belief in this. And when you sit here like we are today, it beggars belief, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you have £24 can give someone their sight back. It can give them surgery, which will remove the cataract that's blocking their sight and will mean that they can see again. And that will open up lots and lots of opportunities for that person. It's such a tangible solution. Mm. It feels so needless. I'm just back from Rwanda. I landed Saturday night.
Oh, my goodness.
And at the moment, I feel almost furious with the world because I met person after person who, they were hungry. They have absolutely nothing. They are living in a small hut. They have no electricity. They have no water. Mm. And they are going blind needlessly. And that is putting them in a situation where they cannot find food. They cannot earn a living. They can't support themselves or their families. And it's absolutely devastating because for £24, we could give them their sight back.
And I'm guessing that it's not a situation like it is here, where there is the state standing behind you and they'll pick you up if you fall. It's presumably, if you're in real trouble at a family level at that point, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. That's what CBM is trying to do with its See the Way appeal. We are trying to get health services nearer to people who are living in poverty in very remote places. So what we're trying to do is train up surgeons so that they can be in hospitals near the people who need sight-saving treatment.
Right.
Trying to provide the equipment, so we are fundraising for the equipment that they need to be able to do those surgeries, to be able to provide the glasses that they may need to be able to see better so that they can work and go to school. So that's what we're trying to do at CBM at the moment, is fundraise for sight-saving treatment and sight-saving glasses and equipment that people need.
Okay, and in particular, See the Way is a UK Aid Match campaign that's running. So tell us what that means in real terms.
Yeah, so that means every pound that we can raise before the 14th of May will be doubled by the UK government. So the UK government will give a pound every time a member of the public gives a pound. So it means that we can achieve much more. It means that we can effectively save the sight of twice the number of people that we could
amazing.
Do otherwise. It's incredible.
That
it's a fantastic
amazing.
Opportunity. So at the moment, we've got people throughout Cambridge fundraising for us. It's fantastic. It's so inspiring. In the office, there's a massive buzz at the moment because people are sending in checks. They're thinking, right, I can really do something. I've got this period of time until the 14th of May where I can make double the impact. It's absolutely fantastic. So we hope that more people who are listening today will join in our inspiring campaign.
Well, and this is the thing as well, isn't it? Because so many of the charities, the bigger charities that we hear working abroad, you tend to just kind of think the money's going into a pot. But when you talk like this, it's no. It's always better when it's going to do a specific thing, isn't it? And that's the trick in this case, is you've got a project in mind and this is what that money's going to be useful, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really wonderful, actually, Neil, is that we've got local organisations from Cambridge who are joining in this campaign. So we've got Cambridge 105. Thank you so much for letting us be.
Our pleasure.
It's incredible, but you're helping us to spread the message. Most people don't know that there were people going blind today because of conditions that could be treated. They are treatable. We just need the money to be able to put the expertise in place and to get the treatment closer to people and to where they are. So thank you very much to Cambridge 105 for that, and thank you to Clamp as well, the local company who are joining in helping us to raise awareness.
Let's turn our attention then to David. To David Arnott from Clamp, who's been sitting very patiently in the wings. Hi there. So yes, I mean, we all know the name Clamp. You've been around forever. I'm looking at your website. 100 years?
Yeah, over 100 years.
Goodness me. And I'm thinking, I'm obviously not going to ask you from your own personal point of view, but historically, have you seen quite a change in the way, I mean, I know just from my regular eye checks that the eye health is so, it's an intricate art now, and there's a lot to be said and done for, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of technology involved, but it's been an optician's for 100 years, as you say. I'm actually one of the owners as well, as the manager, and I think I'm the sixth owner in that period of time.
That's myself, not many, is it?
Mitesh, one of the first owners, had a patent for a telescopic sight that was used in the First World War in the trenches, and they could see from the trenches above the top.
Wow.
And just history like that, which is amazing. But with the charity, we don't do a lot of charity work, but one of the things which is why it was good to link with CBM is just the difference that we can make. It's sort of small amounts that make a massive difference, which is just quite shocking. You sort of get caught up in your own world, in our
you do
getting,
you know,
stressed about silly little things,
going around Waitrose and they're out of quinoa, you know. It's a real
exactly,
and then up down the road there's other people,
and it's just like, I can understand why when you've come back from Rwanda and you're struggling with the people that things get caught up with, and it's like making a pair of glasses for children out in Rwanda, £39, you're saying, which is just such a small amount, and you take it for granted in Cambridge. If your children have problems with their eyes, you take them to the opticians and they need a pair of glasses usually, and then they can get on with their rest of their normal life. But
and I was amazed when I had my own children that, you know, you can spot eye defects and short sightedness very, very quickly, and you think, crikey, how can you tell that? How can you can't tell whether a child, you can though, can't you? By taking measurements you can see. So we're able to catch things far earlier than the situation out there where, you know, young adults are finding that, oh, that was the problem all the
and
time.
And it just has such a big knock-on effect in somewhere like Rwanda, where if their sight's not very good, they can't get better education to help themselves in the future. And it's just
So how exactly are Clamp getting involved with the See the Way appeal?
Originally Rosie, who is one of one of my friends, we've both got children the same age, who is the communications manager for CBM, asked me, because we've been good friends a long time, whether we could get linked up with the CBM, and I just, for the reasons that we've just talked about, thought it was a really good charity to be able to raise awareness, and also with the government match aid, doing that for the next another month we've got with that. They had to apply for that, they had to have a local opticians or local companies to get involved, and it just seemed like, I don't know, it was a no-brainer, great to get involved and try and help.
Don't blame you. That's the reason why we got involved as well. And it's really, so I was in the Gambia a couple of weeks ago, and I guess a similar situation. Perhaps Rwanda's slightly in further down the scale in terms of poverty than the Gambia is. But you know, we look at Africa as if we're sort of parachuting Red Cross passes in. We're not. The Gambia's not starving in that way. You can make a living. You can exist out there. But as you were saying earlier, it's as soon as a problem comes along that then the family can be in trouble. And it's just a hand up, isn't it? It's all we're asking for these people. Just sort a problem out. It's a hand up. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. And they're away. These people are keen as mustard. The children I've met out in the game, they're keen as mustard. So if we can just help in this way, and we're just saying £12 equals £24, and I'm guessing a bit of gift aid in there as well, you might get a bargain. We're down to £10 now, aren't we? So your £10 could actually save the sight of a person in another part of the world and change their life and their family's lives for the rest of their life. Is that
right? And it's their family's life as well.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's not absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get down to nitty-gritty. How do people actually get involved and donate then, Harriet?
So if you look for CBM UK on Facebook, or if you go to cbmuk.org.uk, there's the ability to denote that word, to donate online. I can't speak.
You're still tired from the exercise.
So you can give money there. So if you just go to our website, that's absolutely the best way to get involved in the campaign. We have free fundraising packs. If you're interested in doing anything, what was it that you liked doing? Make a cake and sell the pieces of the cake, you know?
Yeah.
Any kind of party or a dinner party or anything. There's lots of things that people can do. If people attend a local church, we have a pack for people, for church congregations to help them fundraise. There's lots of ways that people can get involved. So check out cbmuk.org.uk.
Okay, now this campaign runs until the 14th of May, so it's really important that you do your donating now, not the 15th of May. Okay, so we need to get that money in order for CBM to be able to claim back another pound off the government. They must hate you. Because they're struggling. We've had another organisation did it, and the amounts that can be raised are quite substantial. Plus gift aid on top. Don't forget, really cheese the Chancellor off. Give Philip Hammond a run for his money. We want the gift aid on it as well if you're a UK taxpayer. So it's important that you do that now. But just bear in mind, you really are making the difference to somebody's life out there. And as an added bonus, I'm exchanging emails with your colleague Claire at the moment, because next week, Rwanda, there's live coverage coming our way. Is that right?
Coming our way, hopefully, yes. What we'd like to do is every day share somebody actually going through sight-saving treatment. So we hope to be able to tell you more about that, in the coming couple of weeks. There's a really... I think we can find somebody who is currently... Well, we have people at the moment who are blind, they have cataracts, and they're going to have sight-saving treatment. We hope to follow one of those people so we can really connect and understand what it's like for one person living in Rwanda on the in extreme poverty, and follow them through to being able to see again.
Wow, that's going to be a great story. Really looking forward to that. It's been lovely to meet you this afternoon, Harriet. Lovely to meet you as well, David. And I'm going to be getting you back in, I think, because we need to talk about eyes. Because for starters, I want to know why my arms have suddenly shrunk and why nothing can ever be held far enough away. And why I have
not
to keep
tall enough.
Exactly. And I need to keep turning the lights up brighter as well. So we'll be getting you back in. So there we go. That's David Arnott, practice manager and one of the owners of Clamp Optometrists here in Cambridge. And Harriet Millwood, she's CBM's director of fundraising. And again, that website, cbmuk.org.uk, up until the 14th of May. You've got it. Any donations, UK aid match, and a bit of gift aid on top. Lovely to meet you both this afternoon.